How to make ware boards for pottery. Materials and step-by-step instructions. Materials you will need. Making your own ware boards is one of the most practical things you can do for your pottery studio. The good news, you don't need expensive materials. Here are the best options. Best materials for DIY pottery ware boards. Hardiebacker cement board. 3/4 inch birch plywood. 1/2 inch drywall. Particle board. Cut your boards to 12 inches by 16 inches or 12 inches by 12 inches to start. Experiment with sizes to find what works best for your workflow. Hardiebacker cement board, easiest and cheapest. Hardiebacker is one of the fastest and most affordable ways to make ware boards. Score the surface, snap to cut, and you're done. No special tools needed. These are especially useful for drying out smaller amounts of clay and can be sized quickly to fit your needs. Canvas covered birch plywood ware boards, most durable. For a more professional, long-lasting ware board, birch plywood with a canvas cover is hard to beat. Here's the full process. What you'll need. Duck canvas, available at clay suppliers, Michaels, or Amazon. Water-based polyurethane. Varathane satin finish works well. Sandpaper. Staple gun. Steps. Apply 3 coats of water-based polyurethane to the board, letting each coat dry fully. Sand smooth after all coats are dry. Cut 2 pieces of duck canvas large enough to drape over the board and wrap to the underside. Staple one side of the canvas to the board edge, stretch it taut, and staple the opposite side. Repeat on all 4 sides, keeping the canvas smooth and tight. Flip and repeat the process with the second canvas piece on the other side. The polyurethane prevents warping and makes the board water resistant. 2 things that matter a lot in a working pottery studio. Target keywords used: pottery ware boards, DIY ware boards, Hardiebacker pottery, canvas ware boards, how to make ware boards. Materials you will need. You can use many different materials to make ware boards. Some of my favorites are Hardiebacker, 3/4 inch thick birch plywood, 1/2 inch drywall or particle board. For most of these materials, you can just use them as is. I would cut the boards to about 12 inches by 16 inches or 12 inches by 12 inches, but you can experiment and make several sizes to suit your needs. For the 3/4 inch birch plywood, I take it a few steps further. I get them cut to 12 inches by 12 inches or 12 inches by 16 inches. I buy duck canvas from either my local clay supplier, Michaels, or Amazon. I also like to buy water-based polyurethane, varathane, satin finish. This ensures that my boards don't warp and are water-resistant. I brush 3 coats of the polyurethane onto my board, and once the 3 coats are fully dry, sand them smooth. Next, I cut my duck canvas so that it drapes around the ware board. I cut the canvas so that it reaches the bottom side of the ware board. I cut 2 pieces out. Next, I use a staple gun to staple the canvas onto the sides of the board. I staple 1 side, stretch the canvas so it is smooth, and repeat. I do this to all 4 sides and then repeat the process with the other canvas on the other side of the board. An easy and cheap way to make ware boards is to buy Hardiebacker boards. You can score them and snap them to cut. You can get many different sizes pretty quickly and inexpensively. I love using these to dry out smaller amounts of clay out. This works really well for me, and I get a lot of use out of them.